Only One Way by Pastor Mark Hornbaker, First Baptist Church, Lewis, Kansas.
I don't know how God can use us, but He does. If we're willing to say yes to Him and, yeah, I'll do it. We live in a world very similar to the world that Corinth was like. I guess the Bible says there's no new thing under heaven, doesn't it? No new thing under heaven. Just changes the outward stuff a little bit. And I need some help.
You joined the club.
Joined the club. So, not that I'm any smarter than a fifth grader. But a fifth grader is a lot smarter than me on the computer tonight. All I can do is point and click. But I've got a son that fixes up. It's just outdated, Dad. We can update it for a few dollars. And he did that about a year ago. And I'll run it until I have some more problems. I said, what do I do now, Jerry? Oh, he said, I can put a new chip in it. Random access, something like that. RAM. Random access memory. Random access memory. How much do I need? Oh, he said 8 will do. You have 4. 8 will do. I said, will 16 be better? How about 32? Oh, you don't need that much. I would do anything on it, but get on it and look at certain things and see what the markets are doing. But I can listen. All I can do is point and click. What we need to do spiritually is just point our nose in the right direction. Right? Look up instead of looking down, and you will get a lot more encouragement by looking up than looking down. I see people going around. You see, the world is not going to teach us the right things. We got to realize the world does not have truth. Truth comes from above. Our God is a God of truth and righteousness. Oh, I get discouraged by choices people make. But they're still evil. And AI can't make you make the right decisions. You still got to choose. Choose you this day whom you will serve. It's quite that simple. And hard at the same time. The reason is you get bombarded every day by all kinds of garbage. That's what I call it.
Amen.
Garbage everywhere. You know what somebody told me concerning computers? Garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
You know what? The best computer ever made is right up here. Your mind. God's going to update it one day. Update it. Corinth. A city that had so much and yet so little of the things that really matter. Oh, they were I mean, they had it everywhere. I mean, money? Yeah, they had money. But they had problems. They couldn't decide what God to serve. And then, we got the same problem today. Now, it's not so much about food today. It's about where you're going to go worship. I'll probably even tune in this afternoon. What is that thing? You don't know.
3 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
I think Easter.
Hmm?
I think 3 Easter.
3 Eastern?
Maybe.
That would make it what?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock
here.
2 o'clock here. Awesome. I'm glad it's at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You'll have no reason not to come tonight. Usually they plan those things at 6 o'clock in the evening our time,
yep.
Or 7 o'clock, or 8 o'clock. They plan so we won't be at our temple worshiping God. Well, this is not really a temple. God has changed that, hasn't he? You are the temple of the living God, if you're a believer. He lives inside of you now. The Corinthians couldn't decide which God to serve. There are gods everywhere. The Jewish people had problems with that too, didn't they? They came out of bondage in 400 years in Egypt. Remember that? They were slaves in Egypt. And God used a man named Moses to bring them out. A man who was everything in the world's mind because he was called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He was in line to be in charge. God had different plans, though. God was preparing him to be the one that would lead his people out of Egypt into the promised land. What a story. But you remember what happened with the Jewish people when Moses went up on the mount to get God's law? Remember what happened? Here's what his brother Aaron said. What? Moses asked, what is this calf or bullock doing here? The people were all worshiping a bullock. This is our God. You know, I collected all this gold, and it just, poof, a bull for us all to worship, just like they do down in Egypt. Our worship's not the same as every other worship. I'm here to tell you that. There's only one way to get to heaven. And that's by the Lord Jesus Christ. By him and him only can one be saved. Are you all listening out there? Allah won't save you. They worship a different God. They serve and follow after different leaders. Buddha won't save you. I could go down the list. Do I have to? No. Anybody but God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit is a false God. Satan got his gods too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's God. False prophet. And the Antichrist. False Trinity. People at Corinth were in a predicament. They didn't realize that God had really got them out of it. Their minds were still on things on the earth. we've got to go to the right place to worship. We've got to do the right things. We've got to live right every day in order to be saved. Now, I'll tell you what, you can find all of those things on TV. But doing all those things won't get you saved. It won't get you into heaven. What will get you saved is by trusting the Lord, following Him, and He will keep you. Because if you're truly a believer, He's got a seal on you. Mm-hmm. He's got a seal on you, and you've got a promise of delivery. You ever order something and they promised delivery and they didn't get it? You didn't get it?
Yep.
This is a promise that won't be broken.
That's right.
I guarantee you. The Lord will keep you, bless you, meet your needs as long as you are here. Now, everything won't always turn out the way you would hope it would. Right?
That's right.
You don't just trust Christ and happily live thereafter. Because Satan and his cohorts are going to make sure that you have some difficulties along life's way. They are. But, they can't take away your salvation. Can't do that. Because the Lord says you are untouchable.
Amen.
As long as I've got you. He says, I've got you. I've got you till Jesus comes. Are you looking up or looking down? Every day I go outside and I look around. And I did the other night, just on purpose, to look around and praise God for Lewis. A place where I can go out and look up and the lights aren't so bright I can't see the stars. And I found the Big Dipper. And when I find the Big Dipper, I look as it points to the North Star. And I'm reminded in the Word of God that it says He lives in the side of the north. That's what it says. In the sides of the north. One day I'm going there. Are you? That's the big question. The Corinthians thought that you had to do certain things in order to be right with God. Well, you do. You should do, anyway. You shouldn't live like the devil and expect to go to heaven. Right? That makes sense to you? It makes sense to me? Now, do I always do what I ought to do? No, I don't. Don't always do what I ought to do. I don't always say what I ought to say. But you know what? There's coming a day when I will do and say and be the right person that God is going to design me to be. You too! If you're a believer in Christ. Now, Paul had some questions he was answering. Previous chapter he answered all kinds of questions about our relationships. How do we live? Do I get married or don't I? Legitimate question. Why? Because some thought they were more holy if they didn't marry. Okay? Paul said, hey, no, wait a minute, guys. God didn't call everybody that. In fact, he said, it's all right. It's good. He blessed it. The problem came when we disobeyed God. That's when the problem came. Right? We did what we ought not to do. We're all liable to do that. Here, though, the question is this. What do I do with meats or food. See, the Jewish law had all kinds of restrictions on what you could eat and what you couldn't eat. You can eat grasshopper. Would you like to have some grasshopper for lunch?
No, thank you.
The requirement, though, is I have to be thankful. I have to be thankful. I don't think I could be thankful for chocolate-covered grasshoppers. I think I'd like to get my protein elsewhere. And in fact, I live in beef country where some ranchers, farmers, would like me to eat beef too. It's getting like the chickens were. Remember a few years ago when we had egg prices go to $5-6 and they had been $1.50 or whatever? Remember that? Okay. Have you ever looked in the store lately at beef prices? It's terrible. It's terrible. I like a good steak once in a while. When it goes on sale, I buy it.
Yes. Yeah.
It don't go on sale very often now. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? I think the last steak I bought was a year ago.
Yeah.
Prime rib. Mm-hmm. They said it's outdated. $9.99. And I bought it. Because regulars are close to $20.
Yeah.
Something like that. Today, I don't know if you can buy prime rib for it. I don't think you can. For $20. Can you? You haven't looked. You raise your own.
Yeah.
No, you don't raise your own. You don't look, you don't buy it.
I don't like prime rib.
Got too much fat for you? Yeah. Well, that part is not, but I'll tell you what, if it didn't have any fat in it, it wouldn't be very good either. It'd be like eating shoe strings. It'd be pretty tough. I like it if they know how to cook it. I like it. What do you like, brisket? Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's fattier than prime rib. I like chicken once in a while, like every day of the day. Oh. Now they say, we got too little beef, we're going to import from Argentina and Brazil. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
I don't know how that got in there. But it got in there.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. There's going to be some boys getting in big trouble by buying calves that weigh 800 pounds and giving $4,000 or $5,000 a piece for them and feeding them out. Because it will not pencil. I've looked at it. It will not pencil. Somebody's got a scheme somewhere. Somebody's giving their grain away, or they're hauling to town on hoof or something. Something's going on. I know this, people gotta eat. You know what I've been doing? Eating less. That's how you're going to see less of me. Do it slowly, and it'll turn out better. Worship. How do we worship? In spirit and in truth, the scripture says. Spirit and truth. I find so much error today, it drives me silly sometimes. Why can't you understand that? Because we have been so filled with so much negative stuff on the things we see and hear everywhere we look. The world wants to get us dissatisfied with what God provides. God always provides enough. Yes. Doesn't he?
Yes.
I think the psalmist said something like, I've never seen the righteous begging bread. And some people just don't want to work. That's what really bugs me. You can work, work. What did God say in Genesis? Work by the sweat of your brow. If you find me early in the morning these days, and I've got a sweat effort, probably because I've got a hole in my hand. I'll share some of that later with you. How about that? And I've got a hot wire to keep the pins away. I don't stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning watching. But I'm assured that that highlighter, zap, zap, that far he'll jump. Zap, zap. Zap! Zap! I wouldn't want to touch it. I knew a guy that did anyway. I was like, oh, you like to shock your heart? That's flirting with God, isn't it? I mean, let's be serious. Are we going to eat meat offered to idols? They did. Oh. They must have been a good Christian, right?
Blessed.
They could get it cheaper.
Blessed.
Blessed first. Okay? Whatever God provides, and don't ask where it comes from, right?
Exactly.
Don't ask where it comes from. Because if it's cheaper than everything else, there's probably something wrong with it. But Paul said this, an idol is nothing. An idol is nothing. That's the truth. I don't care how many idols you have sitting around. They're nothing. There's only one God. The true God who lives in heaven. Who reigns from above. And one day, I'm looking forward to that day. When he says enough is enough. But listen, people. I know this by reading the rest of the book. Things are going to wax worse and worse to the end. Worse and worse. Things are not getting better. Oh, the world will tell you everything's getting better. We know how to take care of you now. We know how. Yeah, we've studied this all out. I had a talking to a guy the other day. He said, how does your farmer farm? I said, he does what I call chemical farming. Chemical farming. Oh? Yeah? He sprays his crop with this or that or whatever else. And I'm questioning whether we're killing ourselves with all the chemicals. That's what I'm questioning. Thus, I do not use chemicals in my garden. No thank you. No thank you. I realize we cannot put all the chemicals we need on. Well, our fertilizer is a chemical, isn't it? Right? That's a chemical. The ones I'm worried about is the things that maybe causes some problems in our bodies. had a daughter-in-law that thought she was, what was that she thought she was? Allergic to
all wheat products.
Yeah. And you know what she found out? She went down to Yoder, which is east of where I grew up. And at Yoder, they serve rolls and bread and bring it out, and it's made from Hudson cream flour. And you know what they've got to do to sell it to them over here at Hudson? They've got to promise I'm not using glyphosate or Roundup on my fields. And she tried a piece of that bread and got a long time. And so it got me going in my mind, and I thought, are we killing ourselves with all the chemical? Are we causing things that we are allergic to? Not just the product, but what goes on the product. And I remember a few years ago when we had it worse than this year, and there were weeds come up in the wheat was big enough and the wheat was good enough that they sprayed over the top to kill down the weeds. And then they kept the wheat. Oh, they said it'd be fine, just wait. I don't know, can't remember. Ross, do you remember how long that was? Was it like 10 days or 2 weeks or something that waits?
Two weeks.
2 weeks or something like that. And I'm wondering if we didn't catch some problem there. I remember when my cousins back in Missouri had 80 acres they raised nothing on because they put too much chemical on. Too much chemical. I'm wondering, are we killing ourselves? God wants us to realize He knows more than us. He knows what will happen in all those situations I talked about. God knows. We need to do what's right. What does God say? The temple's nothing. Their meat is really nothing. We can eat it if we can eat it with thanks. I pray for God's guidance every day. I pray He'll give me wisdom to understand. Wisdom to do what God wants me to do. And I pray that He'll help you too. Amen? Because God wants us to do the right things. God wants to bless us. I've been in the book so long now that I realize that's what God wants for us. He wants to give us freedom over the things I must not do and must do. God wants me to do one thing. Put Him first in my life. God wants that. God deserves that. Will you give your best to the Master? Will you let Him take charge? Will you let Him help you make those decisions that will lead you into a path of life and truth and the right way? Will you? Or will you listen to the world? God's way is different than the world's way. Seek to follow the Lord. To honor Him. Put Him first. And say, goodbye, world. Hello, God. I want to follow you today, every day, to the end of this life. Because there's something better over there than is here. I pray that God will help all of us, to make wise decisions. Because it's so easy today. We get bombarded by lies. By the way, we're going to have something to help you make wise decisions for August the 4th. And I think it's important we make the right decisions. Right decisions. Because our choice will make all the difference in the world in our next year. Lord, thank you for the word. It reminds us that every day we've got choices to make. Help us to make wise decisions. Lord, help our spirit to align with your spirit so that we can do that. Help us to reject the wickedness, the falsehood, the lies, and seek your truth every day. We ask and pray in Christ's name.